Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
Anyways, now we get chance to dig into the Word. So let's dig into Pastor Sue's notes. 7 pages of them. No, I promise we will not go through all 7 of them, okay? So we heard about the Holy Spirit last week. I'm loving the Ephesians. I was on the airplane. And when we flew home, so like great weekend, right? We missed you guys, your live stream. Pastor Joey killed it too, by the way, Sunday night. Like Pastor Luke always kills it. But Pastor Joe, you know, he's newer and all that. And we watched him online and I was like, dang, this guy's got it. So I just want to say, if you didn't get Sunday night, you guys are missing out. You guys need, if you used to come Sunday nights, you need to come back. You need to get your kids back in church, girls. You need to be in church because this is where you're going to get filled up. You need to have a hunger for the things of God so it pours up out of you. And so if you used to only, you know, come to one service now and you used to go to 2, you need to get back in church. Pastor's telling you, it's time to get back into the house of God. It's time to give God everything. Can I get an amen? All right. Now, girls, you need to help me preach today. I don't want to preach to a quiet church, all right? That's not who we are. So when you hear something good, you say amen. Can we practice? Amen. Amen. All right. So Ephesians 1 through 13, we have learned so much. Now we're about to get into my favorite scriptures. And so I gave Pastor Sue all the Holy Spirit because that girl is full of the Holy Spirit. She can teach it like nobody's business. So I feel a little like honored that I get to work off her notes. So let's see if I do it well enough. But Ephesians 1, 13 through 14, last week you guys talked about the one who receives Christ is like a seal of the Holy Spirit, the promise of a father. We have been sealed, like Pastor Sue said, with her large bottle. Do you guys remember the large bottle? And the seal, if the seal is broken, you still can't break the inner seal. Jesus told the disciples not to do anything until they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Ooh, how many times do we get out there and we don't bring Jesus with us? We get out there and we do things on our own. We don't invite the Holy Spirit to lead us in what we're doing. And I want to say this. Remember, you carry him everywhere you go. You need to activate him on your behalf. You need to use him in your world. You need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit, what are you doing? We got on the airplane to come back home and I said to Dan, I said, every time I get on an airplane, right when you walk over that threshold, you know, I lay hands on it. And I'm like, in Jesus' name, this plane is going to take me home to my babies and my church. And no weapon formed against us will prosper. Well, I don't know what happened. But we took off, backed out, and sat on the tarmac for 2 hours. Then the what is the guy? The captain? Pilot? He says, I'm actually illegal to fly now. So I need to go back in, and we need to find you another pilot. I'm like, I'm not gonna get home to my kids. Like, I was just like freaking out. And I'm like, I'm gonna keep my joy. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you get us a new pilot. Right when I said that, he's like, well, they found you a new pilot, but we have to wait for the people to come pull us back in, I guess, to the loading dock, which I'm like, I didn't even know they did that. So the ground crew was gone. They couldn't find the ground crew. So they finally get us back in after 3 hours. I should have already been in Phoenix by this time. And I'm missing my connecting flight. And I'm just like, this is not cool. And so I'm sitting there and I'm watching and the Holy Spirit just said, do you see the lady in front of you? I said, yes. He goes, look to your right. There was a little girl sitting next to me and she had autism. And she was like hitting herself, you know, but happy as all get up. Her mama was the best mom in the whole world. I sat there and bawled my eyes out as I sat there and I said, I will not complain on this trip. I will not, because if they can be okay, I can be okay. And I just told the mom, I go, you know, you're a good mom. She goes, oh, thanks. You know, because it's probably just normal for her, right? But she was amazing. She inspired me. And so I asked the Holy Spirit to bless that family. Then I got off the airplane. We went to go eat. They deboarded the plane to reboard the plane, which is so weird. And so then we get back on the plane. Then they're like, getting ready to take off again. And they're like, well, actually the flight crew is now illegal in their hours. So we have to find you guys a new flight crew. And I'm like, seriously? So I think it was like 5 hours delay on that plane. We finally make it to Phoenix, right? And when we get to Phoenix, we have 10 minutes to run to the gate for our connecting flight. So me and Dan, I'm like, honey, I know you don't move fast, but today you have to run. And he's like, what? Don't mess with me. I run. I'm like, let's see. So we get off that plane and we start running. We make it to the next gate. We're so happy we're there. And they're like, this plane is not fit to fly. So we have to find you another plane. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, like, you're protecting us, right? Like, we're not crashing. Is that what this is about? And so they go, now move to gate so-and-so. Well, the gate was literally across the whole entire airport. And they were like, and you need to hurry. I'm not kidding you. Think about like hundreds of people running. Like, it was like stampede. And I'm like, come on, Dan, let's go. So like, we get to the second gate to wait because they didn't have a crew for that plane. And I was just like, has anyone had these problems? Like, this has to be, okay, thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I thought I had lost my mind. So at this point, I'm hearing cuss words like on a whole nother level. They were coming from me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, they weren't. They were not coming from me. But, I mean, people around me were mad, you know, like, and I'm like, praying in tongues. I'm literally standing in line praying in tongues. I don't even know if I was praying out loud. I didn't care at this point. You know, like, I just want to get home to my babies. So I say to Dan, God, I hope our luggage makes it with all these changes and everything. And, you know, my medicine's in there. And I had an ear infection before we left. So my medicine was in the bag because I didn't know if I could bring it on the airplane. So I was hoping to get it like when I got off the airplane. So I can't hear at this point because my ears are hurting so bad. So we get to the luggage, we get to Ontario, and they say, sorry, you can't deboard the plane. We're like, what? Because there's a medical emergency, so we have to wait for the paramedics and the doctors to get here to remove the people from the plane. And we're like, seriously? So I'm like, I should be praying for this person, but I really don't feel like it anymore. Like, see, pastor's normal, okay. And so they finally remove the person from the plane. We get down to the luggage bin. Dan says, Jess, I just got a text. They don't have our luggage. And I'm like, what? Because I can't hear, remember? And he's like, so he's doing something and I don't know what he's doing. And I'm just like in my inner person going, don't be crabby, don't be crabby, don't be crabby. These are our people. They could go to our church. And what if they think, yeah, you're being crabby and then you're fighting with your husband? Like, I'm like, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. And he goes, he asked me a question, but I couldn't hear him. And he's like, excuse me, like, what is the explanation of the bag? And I'm all, ugh, don't be a jerk. And so then, I mean, that was it. We snapped. Like, we're fighting in the airport. And I'm like, go in the corner and fight with me, not in front of everybody. Like, and he's like, I'm sorry, I'm crabby, but this is ridiculous. And I'm like, I know. So his mom texts us. She has my kid. She's at my house. And she says, call me on your way home. I need to tell you something. You know that's never good, right? And I'm like, did someone die? Because I don't even want to know. Like, if they died, they're already with Jesus or they're in hell. I can't do anything about it today. So, I mean, literally, that's how I felt. So I text his mom. I'm like, if it's bad, I don't want to know. She goes, well, and then she starts cracking jokes. So we're like, oh, it's probably not that bad. So on our drive home, she goes, hi, guys. We're like, hi. We're all like totally tired, irritated. You know, it's been like a 12 to 13 hour day, which was supposed to only be a 6 hour day. And she says, your basement is completely flooded. We came home today and it's like 3 inches of water. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, and I know what to do? I've never had a basement in my life. I move into this new old home and now I've got a basement. Like, what in the world happened? Is the ceiling falling down? No, it doesn't look like it. I don't think so. And I'm like, where did the water come from? I don't know. It's just so weird. Just showed up. I'm like, okay, now listen, the basement is the only room done in our house. Like, we have no furniture anywhere else. Like, because I thought as a good mom, I'm gonna put together the toy room for the kids. And this is gonna be their space. Well, that space was gone. And all the new furniture I just got them ruined. And all their Legos when I went down there were floating by me, like floating. And the dogs just thought it was so fun. And I'm like, get the dogs out of here. Like, and so we got home probably around 11. and Dan did not go to bed until 5:30 in the morning. We're down there with like buckets, you know, like broom bucket, what are they called? Like dustpans and buckets, filling water up and loading them up and down. My mother-in-law comes down the stairs, falls down the stairs. I'm thinking, seriously, why are you doing that? So it was like one thing after another. And you know what we did? We literally laughed out loud. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, I've got you. And I was like, okay. So then we sit down with we had to call a 24-hour guy, you know, to come pump everything out and take care of everything. So he's sitting down with us, and he's a Christian. He's so nice, and he used to come to the Rock and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, so I got to be really good right now. Like, I can't be, like, crabby. And he's like, it's going to be, like, $5,000. So is insurance going to pay for that? Well, because it's not a leak in the house and it came from outside, they won't cover it. Oh, okay, sure. And I looked at him and I said this to him, well, I'm a tither, so God will cover me. And he goes, well, I'm a Christian and I'm in faith with you. And the Holy Spirit just began to do something. And we just like had this great moment with this guy. Guys, when we went to Miami, we were stuck in an Uber for like an hour. That guy was stuck with us. So I got him saved. Me and Pastor Dan brought this man from not knowing God to God. You see, you can look at something as a bad situation. I don't know where that money's coming from, but God's in control. And I don't care because he knew what was gonna happen before it did, right? And let me tell you something, if I've got the Holy Spirit, and I've got my joy, then I've got everything. And so when something bad is happening in your life, because all of us have our own stories, all of us have our own journeys, believe me, all of us have our own heartbreaks. I can't tell you what I walked into yesterday at work. And your heart breaks, you have hard moments. But let me tell you something. There's a Holy Spirit who says, you're never alone. I'm never gonna leave you. I've guaranteed your salvation. I've guaranteed you the promises of God over your life. Your life is a yes and an amen, and that is how it's gonna be. So girls, when you wanna get crabby and you don't know what to do, you tap into the Holy Spirit. All day long, I was speaking in my prayer language. All night long, I was speaking in my prayer language. I prayed, God, whatever you do, just whatever sleep we do get, let it be enough. You know, we woke up the next day and we were able to just function like normal. That's crazy. Like, that does not happen. I think yesterday it caught up with me, though, because I was a little crabby. Okay. Ephesians 1-13, he's the guarantor. What happens? What is the first sign of the Holy Spirit? He fills you. How many of you received your prayer language? Hallelujah. When you got saved, did you know the Holy Spirit came to live and to dwell within you? Now, receiving your prayer language is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. And so you still have the Holy Spirit if you don't have your prayer language. The Holy Spirit lives within you. The prayer language is an expression, and a prayer language, it's a language between you and God, and it's something only God understands. Isn't that cool? You know, when I was in that church, they were speaking Spanish, and I'm like, that's not cool. Like, I don't know what they're talking about. But then they needed to get their stuff done, and they just flowed better in their language, right? Their mother tongue. That's how we are with the Holy Spirit. When I pray in the Spirit, I'm going to just get some things done. My kids don't need to know what I'm saying. I don't even need to know what I'm saying, because as long as God knows what I'm saying, that's what's going to be important. I was at the table this morning. I began to pray in the Spirit. I was praying in the Spirit. All of a sudden, I started crying in the Spirit. I was like bawling my eyes out, and I said, Holy Spirit, do I want to ask what I'm praying for? And he said, you probably don't. And I said, okay. So there was like a groaning inside of me. I just began to pray and began to pray and began to pray. I know something broke for someone in the Spirit. I know something happened in the Spirit realm. You see, it's an infilling. It's an impartation that God has. It's a language between you, God. In 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says, for he speaks in a tongue that does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, it speaks mysteries. I don't know about you, but I love to speak mysteries. I don't know what I'm saying, but I can ask the Holy Spirit. Many times I've said, okay, now what did I pray for? And he'll just tell me exactly what it is that I said. I love that, because God knows what to pray when you don't. Many times, you know, this man that we worked with, his name was Rennie. He came from Venezuela. Do you guys know what is happening in Venezuela? Some of you do, some of you don't. Californians, we don't. Because they don't talk about it. They care more about what Trump tweets or what the stupid Hollywood does than what's really happening in the world. Venezuela is turning into the new Cuba, is what they're calling it. They get one piece of bread a week for their whole family. So they're choosing who dies first. This is the government. They took all of their weapons away. I know that we have a big old thing around here about our weapons, but they have no defense. So what happened was they took all their weapons away. This is what they're telling me. And now they hired militia. The government hired militia. And they're going to apartment buildings and just rinking holes in the apartment, killing their own people. You go, that's not true. Look it up. Because I just talked to this man, and he said, we escaped by a hair. We're here by the grace of God. But he was broken because he said he had to leave his parents there because they were too frail to get to the American, to the United States. You see, we don't have problems in America. We're blessed. We might have problems, but nobody's out hunting us down like that. We're not wondering if who's going to eat the one piece of bread in our family. But you know what we can do? We're a nation that's filled with the Holy Spirit. And we begin to pray that God would turn around the hearts of the men and the women that lead those countries. That God would deliver these people out of persecution. That they would find Jesus in their brokenness. You see, girls, we need to have the Holy Spirit on our side. That when we hear these things, it stirs us up to begin to get outside of ourselves and get into what God cares about. Then it's people. God loves people. He sent the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of our salvation and our rescue. You see, when I heard that story, my heart broke. And I said, this is unacceptable. And they said, it's horrible. He said, it's horrible. And he was such a good man. He was such a good man. And he said, I'm working my butt off. I'm in school right now. I'm getting a degree. I'm going to make something of myself so I can take care of my family back in Venezuela. That's what I'm talking about. You get here. You do what you need to do because God's got something on the other side of it. There are gifts and talents inside of us as humanity. Because why? The Holy Spirit infilled us to do something that he needs us to do. And when we sit idly by and we keep a poverty mentality, we're not activating the Holy Spirit on our behalf. So San Bernardino, I think we live in the best place in the whole world, but I think we need some breakthrough in our mindsets. I think we need to understand that the Holy Spirit is working on our behalf, and I need to press in. I need to tap in. I might feel stupid, but he says I'm not stupid. So guess what, girls? You could go back to school. I don't care how old you are. You can make something of yourself. You say it's too late for me to start a business. Really? Why? Why is it too late for you to start a business? Because someone told you were dumb? Because somebody told you your whole life you weren't good enough? Well, I'm here to tell you, you're good enough. You're not dumb. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. You've got God on your side. Nothing is impossible. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He fills us up. He builds us up. He pushes us out. He says, he is more than enough. See, humanity is going to break down, but the Holy Spirit fills up. Humanity will tear you down, but the Holy Spirit will build you back up. 1 Corinthians 14:14. For I pray in the tongue, many spirits pray, but many understandings is unfruitful. When you pray in the spirit, when you pray with your evidence of speaking in tongues, it is fruitful. You're speaking fruit over your life. But when you speak cursings over yourself, when you speak negative things about your spouse, you're like, oh no, she went there. When you say that you're never going to. It's not good enough. I can't. The Holy Spirit says, whoo, 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 you're working against me right now. And he's now working against himself who's living inside of you. We can't work against the Holy Spirit. We got to work with the Holy Spirit. And when we begin to work with the Holy Spirit, guess what happens? Some supernatural stuff begins to happen. An outpouring of God begins to pour out. I believe that the Rock Church and World Outreach Center is going to be a place where the Holy Spirit says, I can trust these people. These people want me. These people are hungry for me. So I'm going to pour out my spirit upon them. And they're going to see signs and miracles and wonders. They're going to make something out of nothing. They're going to do the impossible. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit wants for us, for our community, for your families, for your life. In Romans 8:26, it says, to allow the Holy Spirit to make intercession for you. You go, wait a second, I thought we were supposed to be in intercession. But did you know the Holy Spirit intercedes for you? I don't know about you, but I could use God praying over me. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because sometimes I'm weak. I was weak on that plane. I was weak that day, but I know the Holy Spirit carried us through that day. Actually, whatever day it was, I don't even know what day it is. I felt like turning around going, who am I and why are you following me? Who am I, where are we? I woke up the next day like, what day is it? But the Holy Spirit had my back. Listen, he's not a respecter of persons. So if he's got my back, if he's got Michelle's back and he healed her body of cancer, then what in the world are we sitting around not tapping into what God has for us? Girls, I'm not going to be the pastor that's going to be huggy face, kissy face. I'm going to be the pastor that says, come on, girls. Let's get our swords up and our shields out. Let's be who God's asked us to be. Let's take back our city. These broken girls, I see these girls walking around in their prostitute outfits. These young girls getting sold into slavery right down the street from us, girls, right down the street. Nobody understands their value because the enemy has been lying for generation after generation after generation, and he has taken the father out of the house. He has taken the authority out of the home. You see, God set up the home. He set up the order. You go, what? Yeah, see, this could be all new to you, but this was all God's plan, and the enemy has worked really hard to undo his plan. But we need the Holy Spirit to fill us, to equip us, to rebuild us, to shape us, to mold us. And he intercedes on our behalf. Say, he's got my back. That's good. With the groaning in Romans 8, 26 through 27, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Ooh. Now he searches the heart and he knows the mind and the spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints. You are the saint of God according to the will of God. According to the will of God, according to what God's plan is for your life, he's going to pray that in for you. So when your kid is doing whatever they want to do and you think there's no hope, I don't know where it's going to go from here. Guess what? You tap into the Holy Spirit and say, I need you to pray for my kid. I need your will to be done in my child's life. I need you to have some breakthrough in my kid's life. I need you to go before them, God. And he will intercede for your children. He will intercede for your family. He will intercede for who you are. There is a groan and there's a compassion that comes out of the Holy Spirit. You see, girls, the Holy Spirit is the closest to women, I think. He's more like us than we realize. He's the nurturer. He's the comforter. He's the creative. Did you know he's creative? He's the creative side of the Godhead. Isn't that cool? Many times when we used to build our stages, we don't have to do it so much anymore because of screens. We'll sit here and my mom would sit here like this forever. And I go, what are you doing when you're doing that? And she says, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to show me how to create what it is he wants for Christmas. So all those backdrops you used to see, that was mom and the Holy Spirit sitting here and making them happen. You see, when you get into your house and you go, I don't know how to decorate. I don't know what I'm doing. Stand there and ask the Holy Spirit, show me. Show me where to put things. Show me how to do this. I want to make this beautiful for my family. You see, he's the creative part of the Godhead. Beautiful, right? He's the comforter. I don't know about you, but Dan's not usually the comforter of the kids. I'm usually the comforter. I'm usually the one that hears the cry first. I'm usually the one that knows the attitude change and going, oh, something's wrong. I need to go have a conversation with them. I need to go pick up on what's going on. I need to figure out what's happening, because that's that nurturing side to me as a woman, right? And I believe the Holy Spirit is that side to the Godhead. And I think it's neat that God left him to be with us on earth for the remainder until Jesus comes back. Pretty awesome, because we needed a nurturer, we needed a comforter, we needed the creative aspects of who God is. John 11, 33 says, therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and he was troubled. They're talking about Lazarus when he died. Jesus went into the house, he was dead. And Jesus was so moved with compassion because his friend had died, that he cried out with groanings. What is it that God is crying out on your behalf? What is the Holy Spirit seeing in your heart and in your life? That he is on your behalf interceding and groaning for you. You see, you are not alone in this world. You may feel alone, but I'm here today to say, no matter how alone you feel, you are not alone. You may not have a human, whatever, counterpart, man. You know, children, family, who knows? They've all ditched you. You don't have it. Who knows what happened? But I'll tell you something. The Holy Spirit didn't ditch you. He's never left you. He will not forsake you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He's comforting you. He groans for you. He intercedes for you. He fills you. That's who he is. The Holy Spirit has your back. 1 Corinthians 14:4 says, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Did you know that your prayer language will build up your spirit man? When your physical body gets tired, you can pray in the spirit and you can build up your spirit man, which will carry your physical body to new levels, to new places. You will be able to go like supernatural power. You know, it's like those cartoons like Popeye when he ate his spinach. I love that. You know, I grew up on Popeye. And when Popeye opened that can, right? And he drank that spinach, then all of a sudden he got the muscles and he was able to be like, you know, like knock out the whoever was his enemy. That's, girls, that's you. Your spinach is a Holy Spirit. You need to fill up on him. You need to use him. He's your power. He's your source. He's the one that's going to get you to new levels. He's the one that's going to build you up when everything else around you will tear you down. You press into the Holy Spirit. You use him. That's what he's there for. There's 9 gifts that come with the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to get into them, Pastor Sue, if you're listening. Take her class on the Holy Spirit, okay? But I will go over them really quick. So with the Holy Spirit comes the word of wisdom. This is out of 1 Corinthians 12:7-11, okay? With the gifts comes the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Word of wisdom is a supernatural word of God. I love that. I need a supernatural word of God. Word of knowledge is a word of God and it's present, past, and facts in the mind of God concerning people, places, things, and information. That is a word of knowledge. So, for instance, we went with Pastor Frank. He gave us a word. He gave us a word that we had already gotten 2 other words about. So it was my 3rd confirmation of what God wants to do with the Rock Church. That was a word of wisdom. And it was such a confirmation. So I can take that and I can hold on to it and wait for God to do what he needs to do in it, okay? So that's a word. A special gift of faith. Many times when people go through tragedies, let's say somebody gets in a car accident, they're on their deathbed, you as a family member, it's just shocking. Maybe somebody loses a husband. You know, those things happen around here all the time. Life happens. But you can ask for a gift of faith in those situations. So many times when I go to the hospitals or when I'm talking with somebody, I'll pray and I'll ask the Holy Spirit, give her a special gift of faith over this matter so that she can hold on and be tapped in to that faith. That's a supernatural faith. It's not the faith that you receive when you get your salvation. It's not that faith. It's a faith to take you to a new place, into another level, into a new dimension. It's a gift of faith. So the Holy Spirit will bring that when you need it and use it accordingly. Ask for it, girls. Just ask the Holy Spirit for these things if you want them. They're all gifts. Gifts of healing. Many times, like you saw today, laying on of hands, praying, gifts of healing. That is awesome. Miracles, working miracles. That means, I love this, that when the ordinary course of the nature is suspended, works of miracle rather than receives a miracle. So, i.e. touching his rod on Moses when he touched the Red Sea. That was a miracle. It wasn't a healing, but it was a form of a miracle. He split the Red Sea, right? Or how about when he said, pick up the snake and turned it into the staff. You see, God does things that are supernatural and they're not just an Old Testament story. But we live in the New Testament, and God wants to do some New Testament miracles in our life. That's why he's left the Holy Spirit with us. Galatians 3:5, therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it for the works of the law or by hearing of faith? And that leads us to prophecy is also another gift of God. It's a supernatural utterance. It's a simple gift. It's for the edification, the exhortation, and the comfort of the church. So when you get prophesied over, if it's a bad prophecy and it's not edifying you, girls, throw it away and run. And when you get a word of knowledge, don't just make it happen. The Holy Spirit's going to make it happen. He's just letting you know about it. So you just sit on it and you wait until he fulfills it, okay? So don't go making these things happen, but the Holy Spirit's in all of this. These are the gifts of the Spirit that he poured out upon the body of Christ so we can operate in them. You say, this sounds crazy. It might sound crazy, but I think our world is a whole lot crazier. I went to South Beach, Miami, and I'll tell you, they need a couple of these gifts, you know, like laying on of hands probably. Okay, They need a whole lot of Jesus, that's for sure. 1 Corinthians 14:4. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. I love that. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, and he who prophesies edifies the church. Okay, we're going to get into, she goes into discerning spirits, all of that. Take her class, because we just don't have time. But we are going to get into, why are we learning about these things? Why are we learning about the Holy Spirit? Why are we learning about the gifts? Why do we need this on our everyday life? Because Pastor Jess, it's one thing to sit in a Bible college class, and it's one thing for you to teach me, but why do I need the Holy Spirit working in my life? You ready for this? Hold on, girls, because you need to be battle ready. We are in a spiritual battle, and you need to be battle ready, fighting the enemy that we cannot see. I don't know about you, but constantly I'll wake up in the morning, I'll have feelings like, this is going to be the best day ever. And then does a date flip on you ever? Like, by 12 o'clock, you're like, really? I woke up so happy today. I woke up like with joy in my heart. Now I'm like, mad. And then as I began to go through the day, I realized, wait a second, this is a spiritual attack. There are things, literally assignments, placed against me to break my heart up, to mess with my mind, to get me off faith, to not press into the Holy Spirit, to want to run away from God instead of run to God. You see, whatever the devil can do, he's going to separate you. Because if he can separate you from the things of God, then you will not have the power of God working on your behalf. So girls, you need the Holy Spirit working on the inside of you, because we have to be battle ready. Many times people don't want to be in a battle, but it's too bad. We're already in it. We're living on this earth. The devil is the ruler of this world, and we have Jesus who is in us, living within us. That's why the Bible says that you are of this world, but you are not. You are not of this world, but you are in this world. You are a new creation in Christ. Remember, we learned all of this. You are an inheritance of God. You carry what God carries. You carry out the manifested miracles and the prophecies and the impartations that God has. You are his hands. You are his feet. I want you to repeat this after me. I am a full-time minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be battle ready. Right on. Okay. Jesus has already won this battle, girls. It says that in Revelations, that he has already won. But the devil's going to try and take down as many of us as he can before we get to the end of this story. So don't you be a victim of the enemy. Because so many times we can turn into victims because we get in our feelings. And the Holy Spirit is like, this is not about feelings. This is, you can't fight spiritual with feelings. You can't. Well, I just feel like. I feel like I was on. It was not just. I wasn't just in that. That wasn't just. Get over the just. What does God's word say about it? You need to get into the spiritual. The spiritual side of your situation is what you need to find out for yourself. Now, you can do that by coming to church, getting filled up with the word of God. The message might be just exactly what you need for that day. Or you can also get into the word of God in your own private time. When I was on that plane, I put in my earphones, I put on worship music. I began to read my Bible, and oh my goodness, I got some good stuff. And it wasn't just for messages. It was to edify Pastor Jess's heart, because I had no idea I was going to walk into a big old fatty bill, a whole messed up house, and all the other things that I had to walk into at work yesterday. But you know what? That moment on that plane, that time with the Holy Spirit, that pressing in moment, sustained me. It sustained me to be able to equip, to take on, to carry the load that I was going to have to be asked to carry. You see, what does God have for you? What battles are in front of you that maybe look too big, like the Goliath, like David, when he said, oh, but you don't know who you're coming against. Girls, the devil doesn't know who he's coming against. And sometimes you're going to have to remind him who you are. You said, this is me. I am a daughter of the Most High God, and I see these attacks, and I break the assignments right now in the name of Jesus. I woke up last night about one of my nephews. I had a dream that one of my nephews died, and it was so real. Don't worry, Kim. It was none of your kids. And I literally, she's like, oh my gosh. And I could feel it. It was almost so tangible. And I woke up. Poor Dan, he always gets woken up by me. And I'm like, in the name of Jesus, I break every assignment on him. And I command right now that spirit of death will not come upon him. And then I prayed for every single one of my nephews. I prayed for all of my kids. You see, I had to take back what the enemy tried to put in front of me. Sometimes we just let those things go. But girls, sometimes you need to pull out your swords and your shields because you need to be battle ready. The Holy Spirit is on assignment. And I'm telling you, I'm not going to raise a church that just sits down and lets the devil beat you up. I want you girls to stand up. I want you to know who you are. I want you to understand the authority that you carry because we serve a big God. And until we put him into play, until we let him know who he's coming up against, until we say, oh, hell no, devil, you are not touching my family. All day I sat on that airplane, not today, not today, not today, not today. And Dan just kept laughing at me, but I'm like, whatever, it's what I gotta do to keep myself happy. Like, not today, devil, not today, not today, devil. So when these things come against you, you get the bad reports, you hear the devastating things. Listening to the stories of the Cubans and the Venezuelans, my heart went, what? And we don't even talk about this. We talk about stupid crap. But humanity is dying. You know why? Because the government isn't our answer. No politician, no Hollywood actor, no public figure is your answer. Your answer is the Holy Spirit. Your answer is God in heaven, and he can turn the heart of any man, and he can use a jackass to speak to his people. He can use anyone else in our politics and in our public. So girls, we need to be praying. We need to be praying for salvation. We need to be praying that God's will be done in our country. We need to be praying for Venezuela. We need to be praying for Cuba. We need to be praying for Jerusalem that is under attack. We need to be praying for the kingdom of heaven to fall upon us, to build us up. We need to be praying against racial divide in our country. This white girl loves every race. There ain't no issue with me, and I don't understand. Because you know why I don't understand? Because I live in a kingdom mentality. And I don't care what color skin you are. I don't care where you came from. Listen, I might look white, but I'm Italian. I'm crazy. My great-grandfather shot my grandma 16 times. You think there's not generational things in our past? There is. All of us have a story. All of us have a history. All of us. But let me tell you something. Link arms right now. When we link together, when we hold together, we begin to do something supernatural. We break up the stupid ideals of man that says you're not this and you're not that and you're privileged and you're that. Whatever. I don't care what it is. I serve a God and I serve a Holy Spirit that says you're more than enough. You are more and you are able and you're awesome and you're beautiful and you're equipped and you're filled and you're loved. So girls, we should be taking off right now. San Bernardino should be the spear of what God wants to do in this world. San Bernardino, what's gonna come out of us? You know what's gonna come out of us? Goodness, the glory of God. We're gonna show the world how to love people. We're gonna show the world what looks like isn't normal is normal. Because it doesn't matter where we came from. It only matters where we're going. It only matters where we're headed. I'm headed to heaven. You going to heaven with me? I'm headed on this road. I'm going there. Because see, the Holy Spirit wants to equip us to be battle ready. You need to know what your weapons are. You've got him on your side. Matthew 11:12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Girls, let's take it by force. I'm so sick of sitting back and being a wimpy Christian. I'm so sick of seeing these pastors. And honestly, I'm going to get on my soapbox right now. I don't want to give an altar call because I don't want to offend anyone. I believe you're offending the Holy Spirit because God came and died for us. And if we don't give you guys an opportunity to come and know who this amazing God is, you will have to answer for that one day. You see, we have to be bold. I might be this girl that you look at and don't know my past, but I was a hot mess. I was saved. I was redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. Because I would be in a ditch right now. I probably would be dead. But God saved me. He reconciled me. He restored me back. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. Your past is not too much for God. You're battle ready. Come on, girls. You pull the Holy Spirit out. You get him on your side and you go forward. Number two, many things are happening in life can only be dealt with in the Spirit. You have to deal with it in the Spirit. This has been a hard lesson for me because as you can tell, I'm kind of a big mouth. And like, I want to say my opinion about things. And I have had to learn that my opinion doesn't matter. I've had to learn that the way that I see things may not be the way the Spirit of God sees things. And that I'm not going to speak it until I know it. You have to live according to the Spirit. So you have to fight spiritual things with spirit. So when something is happening in your home and havoc is being released and you don't understand what's going on, you need to separate yourself. You need to go get in your closet. You go out to the garage. Go wherever. Go take a walk. Go do whatever you need to do. And you need to ask the Holy Spirit, I want to say this, but I don't know if it's right. I want to speak this, but I don't know if it's the time. I want to do this, but Holy Spirit, what do you need me to do? You see, you need to get into the Holy Spirit's world because it's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. God gave me a word for the pastors out there. I didn't give it to them until the last day because I wrestled with God over it for the 4 days we were there. Because I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to say something that maybe I shouldn't say or whatever. Girls, you need to wrestle with the Holy Spirit on these matters because he knows what your battle is. He knows what your fight is. Sometimes he's going to tell you to shut up. And you go, that's not God. It probably is. It's probably God. He's told me to shut up way too many times. And then when I don't listen to him, guess what happens? I get myself in trouble and then I'm backpedaling and I'm apologizing for everything and I feel so bad. Right? Don't you hate that moment when you're like eating it? It's like horrible. You throw up and then you got to reeat it because you just spewed all of your junk all over people. Hold on. Fight spirit with spirit. Get in your prayer closet. Find out what he wants to say. Someone comes at you and misjudges you. What do? You retaliate? You respond back? I cannot tell you how many lies have been told about Dan and I since we took this job. I cannot tell you the things people have said to our face. And it came down to a moment with me and God. And I said, I want to just like retaliate. I want to tell the truth. I want the truth to be revealed. I can't believe this. And God said, it's not your truth to tell. I'm your defender. You keep your mouth shut. You watch. The people that have cursed us, the people that have said things about us, the people that have misjudged us, I hate to say this, but they're failing. And I never wanted that for them. So as a pastor, I hate that. But God is your defender. So you can retaliate in your way, or you can let God do what he needs to do. Because when you go against authority, when you talk against what God sets up, you're going to pay for it. Because God's anointed, the word of God says, don't touch God's anointed. I didn't understand that. I said, well, I got to defend myself. He said, no, you don't. I put you in this spot. I defend you. Who cares what they say about you? Boy, I'll tell you, I got some tough skin now. Like, I remember when somebody said something horrible about us. And my dad said, are you okay? Like, he came over and he was just like, are you guys okay? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just making dinner. Like, why? And he's like, well, you got this now, girl, bye. And he literally walked out of the house and moved on. And I was like, yeah, I'm totally getting better at this. You see, you're tougher than you know. You're bigger than you think. You don't have to defend yourself because you fight spirit with spirit. So you get into your prayer closet, you ask the Holy Spirit to heal your heart. You walk in forgiveness against the person who offended you, who spoke wrongly against you, who was unjust. Right? Neighbor, brother, sister, I don't know, auntie, uncle, friend. Well, not a friend, I should talk about you. And you see what I'm saying? Like, you get in your prayer closet and before God and the Holy Spirit, you put your heart out there and you say, I got to fight spirit with spirit. I got to keep my heart right. So I'm going to put the Spirit of God on this situation and I'm going to heal from this. And I'm going to be able to move on tomorrow, wake up like nothing happened because God's got my back. You fight spirit with spirit, girls. Does that help? You see, there are demonically inspired things in your life. There are things in your world you need to get rid of. I'm going to go there. Do you guys mind? So many times, I'll talk to people and they're like, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. And then they'll tell me about their life, and I'm like, you're in sin. Of course this is happening. I can't help you. You got to get out of sin first. You see, you can do things God's way, the Spirit of God's way, or you could do things your way. But you can't ask the Spirit of God to work on your behalf when you're doing it your own way. Because he only operates when we come into the will and into the submission of who the Spirit of God is. So God wants to get your back. God wants to bless you. But how are you taking care of your family? Are you spiritually so healthy with God, but you're ignoring your family? You're in sin. Let me talk to you about order in the home. God first, husband second, kids third, then your job and ministry. Did you hear me? Ministry does not come above any of them. I've had to fight that so much. I've had to literally walk out of meetings, ask my sister, ask the people that work with me. I gotta go. I gotta go be with Micah right now. He's not having a good day. I need to figure out what's going on with him. I need to go spend time with my kids. Tracy, are we not anal about this on our staff? I'm like, go home. I can't tell you how many times I'm telling everybody, go home. It'll be here tomorrow. Because I need them to be healthy with their families. I need them to be in the Spirit of God in order for them to be able to minister to you, to hear the voice of God, to do the things they need to do. You see, God has a plan. He has an order. He has an authority. And there are demonic things that will come and attack your peripheral things if you don't put them as priority. He's going to attack your kids if you're not paying attention. He's going to attack your marriage if you're ignoring it. But you're like, oh, but I'm in the Spirit. Praise God. And God's like, mm-mm. You're ignoring me because you're ignoring my kids. And that's your first ministry. You're ignoring me because you ignored your husband. That's your first ministry. We're missing it, girls. We're missing it because society tells us we need to go and be this and we need to go and do that. Woman power. Listen, I'm a woman and I love women and I believe in women power, but I also understand the authority structure of the kingdom of God. And when I'm walking in it and when I'm doing it, the demonic powers that come against my family, I'm going to be aware of them and I'm going to be able to fight them with spirit. But if you are so caught up in you, you're missing out on what God has in front of you. I'm sorry. I'm going to press today. What music are you listening to? What movies are you allowing in your home that carry a spirit with them? What things are you allowing to cross your doorsteps? You got that druggy uncle that keeps coming in and out of your house. You notice that when he comes in, everything goes crazy. And then when he leaves, there's a different feeling. Well, that's affecting your children. That's affecting the order of your home. And unless you got a word from God to do that, then you move. But otherwise, you need to ask the Holy Spirit what's right for you. Because your ministry comes first, husband, then children, then ministry, job, whatever it is that you have on your plate. You see what I'm saying? You fight spirit with spirit. Get yourself in order so the Spirit of God can be clearly heard and the demonic powers that are coming against you won't be able to attack you. 3, we are called to do the work of Jesus as he did it. Is that cool? So he walked to this earth, he healed people, he touched people, he raised people from the dead. What about you? I don't know about you, but I'd love to just one day just be like, in the name of Jesus, raised from the dead. How cool would that be? After I had that dream about one of my nephews, I went back to sleep and I actually had a dream about praying over somebody and they raised from the dead. It was my nephew who died. I laid hands on him and he rose from the dead. But it was not until I woke up, prayed against it, went back to sleep, and that was the dream I got. You see, the Spirit of God wants to speak to us, guys. And the same power that was working in Jesus while he walked this earth is the same exact power that is working inside of you and me. Is that cool? Do you not feel that way? Like when I'm in the store and I'm shopping and I'm cleaning toilets and, you know, I'm stuck in my laundry room. Does anyone live in their laundry room like I do? I live in my laundry room. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's just like we live in these places and our world can become dull. But how do you know that your prayer life isn't that supernatural? So while you're folding the clothes, start praying. While you're in the grocery store, ask the Holy Spirit, give me a divine appointment today. Have you ever done that? Lord, I need a divine appointment. Put me across someone's path that maybe I can ask, can I pray for you? I was stuck in that car with Rennie. Rennie had no choice but to get saved. You know, the Uber driver, it was the best drive. He got out of the car at the end, gave us a hug, and said, this is the best ride I've ever given to anyone. I said, it sure is, dude. You're like on your way to heaven. Like, I don't think there could be a better ride, you know? And I said to him, he said, how do I do this with my wife? She doesn't speak English. I said, just pray it in Spanish. So what we just prayed with you, go home and pray with your wife in Spanish. I already made him an evangelist. I already taught him, you go home, you pray this prayer with your wife, and then any kids you got, any baby mamas, anything else, you go tell them about Jesus and pray that prayer. He's like, oh, he didn't know. Guys, they don't know. They don't know what they're carrying once they get saved. We got to tell them. We got to fill them. We got to teach them. We got to equip them. You see, that's my job. When I equip you, then you go equip somebody else. Because you are full-time ministers, girls. We should know this by now. We are full-time ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You got the Holy Spirit working and flowing and moving through you and in you and around you. So fight your battle spiritually. Get ready to do what Jesus did on this earth. I don't see God saying, I can't. I see God going, let's go. The woman with the issue of blood, who touched me? Power was released. Her faith unlocked some things. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of power I want flowing out of me. You know that song, I got a river of life flowing out of me? Makes a blind to see and how's it go? Makes a way to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison's doors and it sets the captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Sometimes people don't understand what they're singing with that song. But girls, we carry the Holy Spirit, the river of living water inside of us and out of us. And you should be laughing because it's so good. He's so good and he loves you so much. And he didn't leave you on this earth to be beaten up, busted, disgusted, broken, and messed up. But he left you on this earth to let you know that he loves you and you're awesome and you're amazing and you've got this. And you just got to use what's in you to fill you up and to take you to new levels and take you to new places. You've got to use the Holy Spirit on your behalf. Number four, I love this. Actually, I'm going to read out of John 14. It says, most assuredly, I say unto you that he who believes in me, the works that I do will do also. Hello, I love it. And greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. You see, he went and he sat at the right hand of the Father and he left us his power on earth. We'll get into that in the next few verses. We'll get into that. Matthew 3:6 says that when he was baptized, Jesus came up immediately out of the water. He operated in the Holy Spirit because hear this, and behold, the heavens opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove upon him. Even Jesus operated with the Holy Spirit here on earth. Pretty cool, right? So he left us what he had because he loves us so much because he's got your back. Number four, we must do the works that Jesus did in the same power of the Holy Spirit. I think we already went over that, right? The power of the Holy Spirit working in you gets the job done. It gets the job done. So girls, what are you gonna do today? You're gonna go out and you're gonna fight your battle through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, through the power of God. You are no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer messed up, busted, and disgusted, but you are a person filled with the Holy Spirit, ready to do the power, ready to go out and be the best wife, the best mama, the best auntie, the best whatever it is in your path, the best employee. Listen, show up to work on time and leave on time. Do what they asked you to do. If you're getting paid and they tell you to go pick daisies, guess what? You go pick daisies. Because that's what the Word of God says, that you are under the authority of that boss. You have a jerk boss. Well, guess what? You get to pray for them then. You get to get tough. You get to build up your spirit man to be able to endure something that's not easy. And you watch God work on your behalf. You watch God work on their behalf. Every annoying person in my life, which there's a whole bunch. No, I'm just kidding. I have found that they're in my life so I could pray for them. It's not because they're in my life to annoy me. They're in my life so that I can pray for them. They're in my life so that I can see the things that I see through the Spirit and I can say, okay, God, I need you to help me, begin to do a work on their heart in this area, begin to speak to them in this area, begin to take the blinders off of them in this area, begin to bring people across their path, God, that they will listen to, that they will hear. Lord, I pray, God, that they will think differently. Lord, I ask that their thoughts would be your thoughts, God. See, begin to pray these supernatural things over these people. They've never had anyone praying over them, but you're on assignment. You're fighting spirit with spirit. So girls, you got this? Do you got this? All right, so this is what we're gonna do. If you're in this room today and you don't know who Jesus is, I want to give you an opportunity to know who this amazing God is.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.